Coaches, entrepreneurs, high performers, and all those who are striving to make a positive impact on your community, welcome to Elevate. I'm your coach, Colin Mason, and my mission is to help you feel more in control. Expect to see massive growth in your mindset. Expect to see a difference in your energy levels, and expect to discover how to create and maintain positive momentum. This podcast is designed to deliver action-packed strategies to help you systematically produce results that align with your ultimate vision. I can't wait to get started. Let's go. What is going on? Welcome back to Elevate. This is your host, Colin Mason, episode 171. Today, I have an episode all about radar energy. And it's something that I'm learning more about, something that I'm trying to master. And it's actually something I'm just recently starting to become more aware of. And it's different than regular energy and regular energy management, things that I talk about a lot and have really, really focused on mastering. And that's the core four. And I've talked about this. And the core four basically is the bottom layer of the high performance pyramid. And in that is rest and recovery, movement, hydration, and nutrition, right? So those four things, movement, rest and recovery, hydration, nutrition, those four things kind of make up the bottom of the high performance pyramid. And that really contributes to our energy. Right? If we want to build a business, if we want to level up in our career, if we want to take our relationships to the next level, if we want to just function as a normal human being, we need energy, right? Energy is in control of a lot of the results and outcomes that we're going to get. And so that is so important when you're looking at the high performance pyramid. The bottom layer is like the foundation. And I believe from my experience, from working with clients, just learning about this subject is that energy is just so foundational and fundamental and just important as we go through our day, right? But I have something a little bit different. It's called radar energy. And I don't really know how to define it necessarily, but I have a really good example, something that I've been becoming more aware of. And I want to share that with you because I think potentially that you could benefit from this as well. And so radar energy for me is the energy spent on things external to the really important thing. Now, that's a terrible definition because I've never defined it before. But a really good example would be when I'm working on my laptop and I have 15 different windows open with 6 or 7 tabs on each window, the amount of time and the amount of energy it takes to sift through all of those different windows to try to find the link that I'm looking for takes a lot of energy. And it's not physical energy. It's not like I'm exerting a lot of energy to be able to do it, but it's more of this mental energy. And I don't even know if that's how you would define radar energy, but for me, it's something that I'm trying to master because I would recognize when I was working on this YouTube, I basically oversee the content marketing, content management department for the Coaches University, which is just the organization that I coach for as a high performance coach. And I'm learning YouTube. I'm learning how to master the ins and outs of YouTube, you know, the SEO, the titles, the descriptions, the keywords, like all these things, right? And as I'm learning this process, I had a dozen windows open with tabs on each one. And the amount of energy that I was exerting to try to find the right tab, I was flipping back and forth, minimizing, bringing it back up, making a full screen, swiping, like trying to find the right tabs. And then I'd find it and have to go back to try to find where I'm supposed to, you know, copy and paste it. So I'm like flipping between all of the different windows and it was exhausting. And I crashed about 2 p.m. that day. And I was like, whoa, like, why am I so tired? Like I normally am fine. Like I normally can just keep going and, you know, work till 4, 5, 6, right? And not, you know, feel exhausted. But I was like, wait a second, like that's the radar energy. That's the kind of the energy being used for not a really like an efficient purpose, right? Like I can manage all of my tabs and windows better. And so I'm like, wait a second, let me create this thing. And I've called it a CEO dashboard. And I don't even know why I called it that, but it's basically an accumulation. It's basically like accumulation of links to different spreadsheets, to different Word documents, to different websites, all the different tabs, all the different windows that I had open. I basically condensed all of those tabs into one spreadsheet, into one Google spreadsheet. And so now I have one tab open. I have one window open, potentially two, with one, two, maybe three links on open at one time. Like I don't have 15 windows open anymore. And so what I do is if I'm needing to open up a document or a spreadsheet or go to a specific thing, I'll go to the CEO dashboard. I'll click the link that's associated with it. It'll come up. I'll use it. And when I'm done, I exit it out. I don't just minimize it and keep it on my screen somewhere. And so this is just a really specific example of how I'm trying to manage this thing called Radar Energy, how I can minimize the amount of time that I'm spending and the amount of energy that I'm spending on menial, not even tasks, but rather just in between tasks. Like when I'm flipping through, if I'm spending 30 minutes on working on a project, but I have 12 windows open, that 30 minute task, the thing that's supposed to take 30 minutes, may take 40, 50, an hour and a half, because I'm spending a lot of time and energy going back and forth and not using my space, my environment to my advantage. So I want you to start to think about your radar energy. And if you're really struggling at 2, 3 p.m., is there a way that you can make your work day more, you know, specifically, can you make your work day more efficient? Another really good example, something I've struggled with and I'm trying to master it as well, is called task switching. And this is basically when you're working on a specific task and then you switch. I mean, it's as simple as that. And so I could be working on YouTube and then go, oh, I was supposed to, you know, make an Instagram post, and I'll switch over to Instagram and I'll be looking at Instagram. And then I'm like, oh, I gotta, I don't even know, send an email. So then I stop and I transition, I switch to email and I start writing emails. And then in the middle of the emails, I go, oh, I gotta remember to send that Slack message to someone. So then I'll hop on Slack and now I'm switching tasks. And that's impacting our radar energy as well. And so I want you to really start to think about task switching, about your computer or your environment. And is it set up for you to win? Ultimately, it comes down to that. Is your environment set up for you to win? For me, my computer, for my windows and my tabs, it was not set up for me to win. It was the biggest pain in the ass that I could have ever imagined. As I'm flipping and scrolling, I want to throw my computer out the window, but it has to be a really simple system. So I'm like, okay, let me pause what I'm doing. Let me move all my projects away right now. And let me get really clear on the ideal outcome. Let me get really clear on what it is that I'm trying to do and control right now. If the windows are really bothering me, How can I set up an environment? How can I set up a system that makes me feel in control? And ultimately, I think that's what it comes down to, is this sense of this feeling of control. And if you're feeling exhausted by 2 p.m., what are some systems, or what are some processes, what's the environment that we can establish that will promote us to win? It will set us up to succeed. What is the environment? What's a system that we can create? For me, it was creating the CEO dashboard. For you, it may not be the computer, but maybe it's something else. Maybe it's you have a bunch of papers and a bunch of notebooks and books and stuff on your desk. And so you're flipping through all the papers to try to find the right document. You're going through all the notebooks to try to find the notes you took on that meeting. Is there a system that we can set up and establish that will help us win, help us get back into control? And so there's two things. I'm going to go right back to it. There's two things. There's the core four kind of energy, which is our movement, our hydration, our nutrition, and our rest and recovery, right? There's that kind of energy, which is the foundation. It's the fundamental energy. It's the things we need to look at if we are exhausted, if we are really tired. Let's look at those four first. Right? Because if we're not resting and recovering, if we're not eating, if we're not drinking, if we're not moving, right? Let's focus on those first. But then on a second layer, it's this radar energy. And I learned it from Sarah, my coworker, my leader, right? At my boss, she does all the sales and marketing. Brilliant, brilliant mind. She gave me these tips, these ideas of radar energy and how to manage it. So I wanted to give her credit. So for you, what's the environment? What's the system you can set up to promote, to establish to help you set yourself up to win. If I can do anything for you in the meantime, reach out. I'm going all in on this podcast. Had a long weekend yesterday, these past couple days, and haven't been in the right mindset to create for you. But I'm back and I'm feeling really good. And I think it comes down to this radar energy on a foundational level. And then this next level is this radar energy. So I'm back. I'm better than ever. And I can't wait to see you on the next one. Talk to you soon. Much love.